Social Salad family and friends of the family. I'm Megan.
And I'm Sydney.
And today we're going to discuss list building or email list building. Sydney, what is the difference? Because I know lately it seems like a lot of people have needed some clarification on that.
So they're actually the same thing. I just refer to list building, email list building as list building. But if it confuses people, I'll refer to it as email list building from now on because I don't want to cause any confusion. But
well,
it's
I
the
think
same.
It's not just you who refers to it as that. It's kind of a common thing. So as we're moving forward and as you're maybe researching or reading online, just keep in mind that when people say list building, they are talking specifically about email list building.
Right. So I think people underestimate the power of a strong email list. And email marketing, it's really a free way to target your audience. And that audience is already interested because they signed up for your email list to begin with, right? So email marketing actually has the highest conversion rate as well. And it's a personal way to get in front of your audience on a consistent basis. And again, it is free. And I never understood why a brand wouldn't take advantage of that.
I love email marketing, not just as like a brand strategist, but really as a consumer, because I love getting, you know, I sign up for exactly what I want. I open the email. I am more likely to buy from an email than anywhere else. And you guys know that I am huge about Instagram and following influencers, but I still buy more from email marketing than anything.
And that can be dangerous too, by the way, because like when you sign up for all the online stores and then they send you an email, oh, it's 30% off. And then you just want to buy everything. So it can be dangerous. So people look for it. So people like email marketing.
It is actually the number one place to go when people are looking for like a deal or a sale. They go to their email first. Also, people go to their email first. Like, it's not just for looking for like a sale or anything. 77%
right.
of millennials and, you know, obviously older people, but it's 77% of all people, every single age group, prefer emails to anything else. It is the first place that they go. Even now, it is the first place they go before Instagram, before Facebook.
Yeah. Can definitely see that too, because I can tell even from my own business that brings from our own business too brings the most results. It's just more genuine. And so I'm self-taught for the most part, and when I first started my marketing agency, I was able to build my list to about 40,000 contacts or so, a little bit over, and I realized that after 1,000 to 2,000 contacts that I was converting. So I decided to just keep duplicating the strategy and continue building. What I was doing was working. So email marketing actually brought me more leads and closed sales than any other form of marketing. And you also have to keep in mind, it depends on the industry you're in and who your target audience is, But overall, email marketing is pretty successful if you do it right. So I tried social media, paid ads, print advertising, cold calling, and beyond. And that did generate business for me. But what really generated the most business and saved me the most time was email marketing. And again, that's because of also who I was going after.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not putting down social media marketing in any way, but I think you have to have the right plan in place to have a profitable social media account, don't you? And
absolutely.
I mean, don't you agree? And I mean, there's a method to the madness for sure. So social media marketing is really effective, but you have to do it strategically. And in combination with email marketing, you could expand at a very quick rate.
And I think, you know, the difference between like email marketing and social media marketing is when I get an email, it just feels more personal. And a lot
yeah.
of emails, a lot of times brands, it's not just because they'll personalize them, right? Like they kind of
right.
input your name and everything. It's not just because of that. But when I see an email in my inbox, there's something about that that makes me feel like I'm in a room with that sender one-on-one. I don't know. Every time I just all of a sudden I am in this room. That's like my mind goes to me being in a room with them, as opposed to when I know it's so weird, but that's like the way
no,
my
I
mind
get
visualizes
what you mean.
It.
I get what you mean.
But like, as opposed to when I'm looking in, like when I'm scrolling through social media and I see an ad or I see, sometimes even just posts and there's all this engagement, I feel like I am a crowd and I'm lost in it. And there's no intimacy there at all, but you do get to build an intimacy, or the brand gets the opportunity to build an intimacy with consumers when it just has that kind of one-on-one experience that email marketing gives you. And that's because, you know, people, they sign up for newsletters because they're interested in something. You know, it's either going to be
right.
your incentive, or maybe they see that you're mentioned in an article or a product or just something that they want to know more about. Love you. That's great. Obviously, they're going to keep opening their newsletters. But like, if they're not sure about you, like if they still subscribe, they get their incentive, they're just not sure, you still get a chance to have that one-on-one conversation with them once a week or however often you send that email.
You know, I don't know about you, Megan, but I feel like it's different. It's more genuine than a social media post. On social media, again, it's all how you do it, but a lot of brands are just constantly trying to sell. And it's daily or multiple times a day. And that's great if you're doing it right. But that's where I think a lot of people get stuck. But with email marketing, you're not going to send multiple emails a day. Otherwise, that's just straight up spam. So if you're sending an email once a week, twice a week, or even once or twice a month, it's just like people, and you're doing it consistently, people will begin to expect it and they'll know this is what they're getting. They're getting value. They might, you know, it's going to be something new. They might look forward to hearing from you. And it's easier to convert that way because it's filled with different information every time. It's if you do it the right way. And that's, to me, I feel like that's one of the reasons why it's more profitable, or can be more profitable than just a social media post.
Yeah. I mean, it's that consistency that we always talk about that builds trust.
Right. When I first started my brand, I ended up adjusting my social media strategy so that it would drive traffic, and it wasn't easy. It took a lot of time. I do not believe in, like I say a million times in the social salad group, I don't believe in get rich quick schemes. I did fail with some of my strategies. I had some successes, and I just came up with all these creative avenues so that I could capture as many emails as possible per month. And I would set goals doing it because I already knew that my emails were converting. So why wouldn't I continue doing that? I would actually use social media to drive traffic to my email list. So they're both equally as important. I know I've repeated that a lot, but there are creative ways to use it so that you can grow in different avenues.
You know, I think you were talking about goals, and I think that's one thing that really holds people back with email marketing. Your goal is to make a sale, but you also have to determine goals beyond that. It's just a matter of figuring out how to do that and aligning your business goals to fit with your email marketing goals.
Right. And have fun with it, because once you keep testing different emails or different call to actions, and you get creative with it, and once people start recognizing your brand, it'll work. And keep in mind, as you listen to this and with anything in life, that when you're not only consistent but persistent, you'll get what you want. And I really do believe that. So I personally knew that for every email I sent, I would generate a handful of leads. So maybe I was sending an email to, I had 40,000 contacts. And out of those 40,000 contacts, every week, I would have a handful of appointments that would come from it. And out of that handful, I'd close a deal or two. And that's how I got my clients. I use social media to drive traffic to my email list. I grew my email list, and I got leads every week, pretty much for a period of time, until all of a sudden I just was consumed with work. And then that's kind of how it went. But
But that's a good point, though, because you consistently did it every single week. It right. took time. You had failures. And, you know, remember, Sydney's email marketing, you know, it came from not just her adjusting, or it came, her success came from her adjusting her strategy. So first, she reevaluated her social media. And second, she reevaluated what people responded to based on the analytics. So those analytics are, you know, they're pretty smart. Listen to them and they will tell you where to go and what to do. When I first started with email marketing, this was my first mistake. And so I didn't put much into the email marketing for a long time because I didn't listen to the analytics. Probably for the first year, not with my business, but, you know, marketing when I first started, I didn't even think that email marketing was effective because I didn't look at the analytics and I didn't listen to them. But luckily, one facet of my previous job was that I had to do continuing education. And so I got to pick a course and the company would pay for it. So I could pick any online course that I wanted to teach me more about marketing.
And, oh, that's awesome, actually.
Well, it is, but do your research, guys, because my main takeaway from the course was just analytics, which is very important. But it's also my second mistake when email marketing, because I listened to someone who I know now, I didn't know at the time, but I know now, didn't have a clue what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. You have to do your research when it comes to those online courses. But anyway, that's different. I digress. All I'm saying is,
I think that's relatable, Megan, because I think a lot of people go through that and a lot of people don't know where to go and they don't know who to trust. And there's so much out there.
Yeah.
And this is a common issue that a lot of people face.
Yeah. It's frustrating for those of us who have been through it. And it's one of those things that's like scary for those of us who really want to take a course. But anyway, all I'm saying is, I know sometimes it's hard to interpret analytics, but put in the time to learn how to do it because they're how you measure your success. So, right. Sydney, obviously, after that, you didn't have problems with it.
We all have our strengths and our weaknesses. So this is definitely one of my strengths, and my system works really, really well. It still works really well with the social salad. And I use this system for my clients also, and they're really happy with it. The most challenging part about my email marketing is actually building the email list. I think that's the most difficult part mm-hmm. of any of it. I mean, with email marketing, you just have to build a campaign, but if you're going to send it out to people, you need people to send it to. So, but it doesn't have to be difficult, and it's not as challenging as you think. And it's something that you should never let the challenge of it get in the way. Guys, it's free. It's totally free. You don't have to pay for postage. You don't have to buy an envelope. You don't have to pay a designer to do anything. Sending out an email is free. So don't let it scare you. And if you aren't doing this, then you really need to start. And it's okay if you only have a few contacts, because I hear a lot of people say, well, I haven't done it because I only have a couple contacts and they probably don't care. You don't know that. And you'll look back a year from now. You don't. And you'll look back a year from now and you'll be really happy that you started. And
well,
I think
and you know what, Sydney? It just takes one person. Like, it takes one person to mention you, or, you know, you send out an email to like a handful of people. It takes one person to see that and to mention you to someone else and get another client.
Right, exactly. That one, let's say you have 5 to 10 contacts and one person clicks buy on whatever you sent them. Well, there you have one sale. And then what if that person then tells their friend, oh, look what I got from so-and-so. You have to try it. Buy, then they buy it too. And then what if that person tells someone else? What if someone then shares it on social media? That one email that you sent to those 5 to 10 contacts could be really, really beneficial for your business. So,
absolutely.
So success on social media, in our opinion, is about building a system. So you have to have a strategy, and we say this all the time. So through trial and error, you will find the system that works. You have to be willing to try it. And if you're not willing to try it, or if you're too afraid to try it, you're going to stay in the same position you're in now. I know that sounds really harsh, but it's kind of true.
No, it's not harsh. Everyone who's listening to this, it's their business. They need to hear about this. This is your livelihood. It's not being harsh. It's being honest.
Thank you. And I'm telling you that email marketing is probably the easiest out of all of them. You don't have to pay for anything. And most CRM platforms, they're free up to a certain amount of contacts. So you might as well start and watch it convert. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. And actually, I taught myself list building and email marketing at my first ever job as a marketing director for a boutique real estate agency in Miami Beach. Mm-hmm. They had tons of luxury listings and they needed to get those listings in front of buyers. So social media was great for that, but people were responding to the emails more than social media. So I did a little bit of research. I figured out how to drive their traffic on social media to their email list. I got creative with incentives, captions, call to action, and it worked. And it was great. And I think that they had generated over 60,000 contacts by the time I left to start my own agency. So they got calls with every single email sent. I mean, can you imagine? Every email you send, you start getting calls.
Right.
I mean, if you're not getting calls now from social media,
Imagine if you started doing email marketing and you built up a list and you started getting calls every time you sent an email. Like, it's just expected.
Right.
Like, wouldn't that be a great place to be in?
I mean, that, so. Well, that's the intention of the email marketing. That's exactly. Right. You shouldn't send out your email marketing thinking, okay, this isn't going to work. Like, you do it knowing that this is an effective way to get clients. I think the more confidence you have when you're creating the campaign is the more confidence you have in creating it, the more effective it will be. If you don't think it's going to work, you're not going to put any effort into it. It's going to be crap.
Right. And it's it's true. We're very honest here. And you just have to put in the time. You have to try something different. And again, if you're not seeing any results right now or the results that you want, you should try it. So anyways, when I started at this company, they had about 1,000 contacts. Jeez. Or so. So I would spend like hours during my day trying to figure out what strategy was going to work. I mean, that was my job. And once I did, it was like I hit the jackpot because that's what it felt like. I was getting all these contacts.
How long did you work there?
About a year.
So but you had to put in the time and you were patient. You didn't give up on email marketing. It took, you put in a year's worth of work and you got 60,000 contacts built up. Like,
I have a huge regret because, well, I say I don't like to regret anything in life, but I didn't start growing their email list until about 4 months before I quit. It only took me 4 months, and those first part of the year when I was working there, I was focusing so much on social media and how to get those listings out there. And I was like, okay, it's working, but like, we need to do something more. And so then I started doing research on the email marketing and I came up with these creative strategies, and it really worked. And I apply the same strategy to my business now. I apply the strategy to the social salad. I apply the strategy to my clients and to our clients together at the social salad, and it works. That's it. It works.
With people and email marketing, they don't just respond to email marketing immediately. They go back to it. So I have some quick statistics for you guys from OptiMonster, and these are 2016 to 2019 stats. All of this information was published a couple days ago. It was like this.
We like to back 7th. Our facts up with proof. So here's the proof.
But just so you guys know, like, so 66% of consumers say that they make purchases as a result of an email marketing, as a result of a marketing message that they received through email. 66% of consumers. On the flip side, 20% of them have ever made a purchase because of Facebook. Now, I'm not putting Facebook down, and I'll tell you about that in a second. So don't write off Facebook. Another thing is 44% of users check their email for, I think I said this, I didn't say the number, but they go to their email specifically for a deal from the company, whereas people, you know, for Facebook will only go like 4% of the time to the email. If you think about, think about this, especially if you're a small business, or if you were a service that was trying to do a Black Friday deal. So many small businesses were really disappointed in the way their Black Friday sales turned out. Some people didn't get a single sale. And when you ask them, did you do any email marketing? The answer is no. All they did.
That's sad.
It's sad. All they did was Facebook marketing. You know, I did almost all of my Christmas shopping on Black Friday via email marketing. Except for the stuff that I bought in person. It was all email marketing. All of it. So if you're not using that email marketing to its greatest potential, you are losing out on 44% of email users, which is insane.
See, Megan and I are the perfect people to send those emails to, because whenever us gets an email from a store or something, we buy it. It's just like, we are those, we just fall for all of that.
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, it's not even that we fall for it, but you know, if I see something where I'm like, that was a clever campaign, I'm gonna click on it. Like, you know, we know the work that goes into it. I think we're also really honest about what we respond to. Like, a lot of people could be sitting there listening to it and saying to themselves, well, I never open those emails. But you do. You're just not being honest with yourself about it. And No, listen. No.
No, I agree. It's just the way that you said it. I thought it was funny.
Well, I'm trying to say you're so inclined to realize your actions and keep up with social media and what's going on social media, whether it's in your personal life or your business life, that when it comes to email marketing, you don't realize how effective it is on you or not until you stop and think about it.
Can I say one thing about Facebook quickly?
Yeah.
Since we're kind of talking about it.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it in just a second too.
Yeah. So the thing with Facebook and social media, because again, we're not putting it down, is that when we talk about a strategy, you have to kind of bring things full circle. So you can't rely on just one marketing avenue. You can't just rely on Facebook. You can't just rely on ads. Just like you're not just going to rely on email marketing because you have to get subscribers from somewhere. You have to do something else. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to incorporate a full plan. Everything has its purpose. And social media has a really great purpose, and it goes really well with email marketing. So if you can do it right and learn how to do it and figure it out, you're going to be thanking yourself.
Yeah. So seriously, though, the social media ads, they have a place in your strategy, and right, they are effective. But the reason they're effective is different than it is with email. And this is something that you need to listen to, and it's really important to remember. Social media is meant for sharing. You like something, you comment something, you share something, and an ad's effectiveness is based on that, right? There's an algorithm for it. This doesn't mean people who see your ads and don't engage don't convert at all. We see ads all the time. We don't engage in those ads, but you know, we still might check out the product if it comes up in our lives that we need this product. So
and begin to recognize it.
Yeah, and we begin to recognize it and trust the name and the brand the more and more we see it. So don't misunderstand us. People will share your content on social media. They just don't share emails. Both have a necessary place in your marketing strategy. And fun fact, email subscribers are 3 times more likely to share your content on social media than leads gained from any other avenue. So like Sydney said, it's like a circle. It's cyclical. And P.S., your email doesn't have an algorithm. It is visible to 100% of subscribers.
So I hate, and my mom always tells me never to hate, so let me rephrase. I strongly dislike when people are not genuine. So just because you have an email list and you want to send out a few campaigns doesn't mean that you're spamming. Spamming is sending out emails every day asking people to buy. Like, that's not right. That's just annoying. So if you do it right, that email list can not only bring you sales, but it can bring you in referrals, and you can't say no to that. And I know we already said that before, but it's all about how you do it. It's all about what you say. It's all about the content that's in there. And I'm serious. Don't wait around or wait for the right moment to start building your email list. And if you don't know how or you want to improve, we've got you covered like usual. We have put together an entire strategy in one e-course, and we spent a lot of time on it. It's really awesome, and we share everything we know. So that strategy that I was telling you about that I use, that's in there. So from getting started to content to lead magnets, I'm not kidding, guys. This will make your entire process so much easier for you. You don't have to sit and do research. Like, we're telling you, we've built our list, and we've done this, and we replicate it for clients. Like, we are giving you the strategy. And I hear a lot of people just saying that they don't know how to do it or it's not working. Well, we're giving you what works. So we are really confident that we will actually give you your money back if it doesn't work. So trust me, you will thank us. And you know that if you have any questions about the course while you're going through it, please, please just email us or call us or whatever you need. We are not leaving you hanging. We're here every step of the way. So after you listen to us, let us know what questions you have and click the link to get yours today. And we will also put it in our next email, and we will also put it on the Facebook page and group in case you miss it.
So I am so excited for everyone about this. As we were putting it together, I was reading through some of the stuff that Sydney added, and I was like, hey, I never thought of that. not that I don't. I know email marketing, not that I don't. But even as someone who does email marketing, I learned something from the course. And I think that says a whole lot about what it can do for you and your brand and the strategy that Sydney has put together.
And the best part about Megan and I is that although we know how to do, Megan and I have different strengths in our company. So we have different departments. She works in one department, I work in the other. We each know how to do all the tasks. But the good thing is that when we're creating courses and when we're adding things to the courses, we're always going to be learning something new, and we're good at like testing, okay, is this a good course or not? Because one of us knows more about something than the other. And there's always things that we're learning from each other. So that's a good test to see if it's effective.
Yeah.
So,
we've always got all of the areas covered. And I was like, when I was going through the course, I was like, wow, no wonder Social Salad has seen the amount of growth it has, you know, had in the small amount of time.
Yeah, no, it's true.
So anyway, guys, head on over to check it out. Just click on the link in the description. And like Sydney said, it'll be everywhere else. Again, let us know if you have any questions, DM us or comment them on the podcast post in the group. You will need to be a member of the group to do so, but we would love to have you as part of our Social Salad family. So please feel free to join and stay tuned Monday for the next episode of the Social Salad podcast.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Bye.